Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
I thought you were just getting to something. My bad.
Jadeen, well, I guess the question is how many?
ha, ha, ha. Very funny. And I don't know.
Just don't know the number?
I would, couldn't tell you the number. Paper's always rolling with me. I guess people want to have those memories to last them a lifetime. I couldn't tell you one done up in that either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, now my thing, I know I got. I don't know how many I got. I ain't going to be lying to you. I know how many I got out there. I got quite a few. But now, here's my thing. Do you regret any of them? Well, okay, like liquor store, do you regret that little oral tape that's floating around?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Jadeen, one of your many, regret any of them?
No, I couldn't even tell you or remember half of the stuff I did anyway. And they wouldn't probably even know it was me, so it don't matter. Okay, I don't regret nothing I did.
I hear you, girl.
It taught many lessons for people, I don't know. When they moved on to their next girl, they put the tape in. Now, you see what she did right there?
I want you to do that right there. Study that, and when I come home, I want that done. had the girl at the study room looking at the tape like, ooh, how she do that shit? Man, that girl bad, girl. I don't know how she did that shit. Practicing this shit.
Right. I mean, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, we got some people that regret, like, oh, my God, you know, I didn't did that tape, and, you know, I done got old. I wish I never did that tape. But, hell, my thing is, shit, whether you're older or younger, if you did it, you did it. What you mad about?
That's true. Maybe their new boyfriend saw it. Or a new girlfriend. He don't do that to me.
All right. I ain't going to get mad about it.
I mean, really, you wouldn't get mad about it. Well, what if it happened when it was during, you know, it happened while y'all were together, though, and you found
out that? Oh, yeah, then that's something different.
And she doing shit she ain't never did with you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, that could cause a problem.
Yeah, that could cause a little friction now.
Yeah, that happened to me, and I bought the damn camera, the damn DVD thing, camcorder.
Okay. Wait a minute, it was another tape, and you wasn't on it?
Yeah, I wasn't on it. And I bought a camcorder.
Damn. Yeah, that.
Man. What was he thinking? He's supposed to take that tape out.
He's supposed to take the tape out or something.
Yeah, that tape has been gone.
Yeah, he was stupid.
Yeah, rule number one, if you use the camcorder taping another chick, please take the tape out before you take it back home.
Right.
I'm just trying to help people out here.
Your phone,
take the memory card out. Whether you got Sam's card, take that mug out. Use a new Sam's card if you're doing it off your phone.
So, I want to know, how did you, y'all were just like, you know, let's just watch a movie or something?
Oh, it was another tape that I had that we had videotaped some stuff with the kids on it, and the kids wanted to see it. I didn't have it on the TV. I was just looking at it through the camcorder to see if that was the tape, because there was a tape in there, and I was like, no. You know how you see a bunch of tapes? You know they want the little. So I kept changing. I was like, that ain't the one, that ain't the one. And it was just one that was in there with the rest of them.
Wow.
And I know, you know, I knew when it was because of the bed. You know what I'm saying? You know, we could tell all that type of stuff. What bed y'all was on and all that type of stuff. I knew the time frame of when it happened. And plus, he didn't even have a camcorder. So he met me anyway.
Right. So that's really fucking.
So you can't say it was old or before me or whatever.
But I was about to say that would have been the first thing I said. Man, baby, you know that's old. I forgot all about that damn thing.
Exactly. You can't say that because you didn't even have a camcorder before I met you.
Damn.
My boy is camcorder. Oh, no, I ran with that story. I'm sorry.
He did try to make some of it. He said that was when we was broke up. And I was like, oh, okay. I ain't even going to it because I knew he was lying. He lied about everything. So I ain't even worried about it.
I honestly got to say he get the Jackass Award.
Yeah, not the Jackass, the Dumbass Award. How you leave the goddamn tape in the camera? That's like getting fired on your day off.
What?
I gotta
hit the blunt
for that one.
Now, y'all see what I'm saying? That's the type of stuff I be talking about. You can't even be discreet. If you gonna cheat or do whatever you gonna do, be respectful about it. I mean, how hard is that? I mean, that's all I be asking for. I know people are gonna make mistakes. People gonna do things that they shouldn't, whatever.
So just go do it in your face.
I know. It's just like tapping me in my face every time you get caught. You know what I mean? Like, God damn, well, you couldn't have it better than that.
You're like, fuck me, motherfucker, huh? Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, that was stupid.
Okay, just out of curiosity, this wasn't your husband, was it?
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Damn. And that happened before we got married.
God damn.
Yep, that happened before we got married. I mean, yeah, we did broke up. I can't say if he was right or not, but I didn't worry about it. I even offered to, I said, well, hell, you like her like that, then bring her in and let us do a threesome with her. Shit. Why you always got to ask shit? You know, I'll be trying to make suggestions to try to help, but, you know, if he wasn't no help for him, he was just dumb as fuck.
Janine, I love you. Marry me. Shit.
No.
I let you find the tape and everything. You can offer to bring her in and all that shit. Hell, I go make a couple of tapes. We'll do it like once a month.
Hold on. I think we got somebody new here. We got a new caller calling in.
I'm not new. I just haven't been on for a while.
Okay, well.
I've been busy.
Mother Nature.
Like,
no, that's what I was saying. That sounds like Mother Nature.
Oh, yeah. I ain't like the voice so long. I'm about to be
going.
What's going
on,
baby?
Hi, y'all. How y'all doing?
Oh, we good. We good. He done sent you to be the spy, huh? Let's see what the fuck they talking
no,
about.
No, I'm not. I'm not being no spy. No, I actually was going to keep calling the show, but every time I just been busy, and then I say, dang, it's Tuesday, I'm going to call. And then I'll be like, oh, fuck, I missed the show. Then I say, I'll call tomorrow. Then I look up, it'd be Thursday. I'm like, dang, I missed it again. Then I'll call the next week. And I say, I'll call next week.
You
know, I've just been busy. It was easier to keep track of when he was on the show. Now I can't keep track of it.
maybe he said you wasn't shit.
Y'all got jokes.
You know we got to. All right, well, check this out. You're on the show. I got to ask. I guess you can answer it unless he going to go back and archive the show. Now, think good before you answer this question, because I don't want no shit going on in your household or nothing like this.
Okay.
I've been around him for a long time, and I can see his response. Well, what the fuck they is?
Okay.
Who got him?
Okay.
We're talking about sex tape. You got any out there?
Do I have sex
tape? Yeah. No,
yeah. I have sex tape and sex toys.
No, I mean sex tape that you made.
Oh, that I made? No, I don't have any. I don't have any. Well, let's see. No, not anymore.
Not that I know of.
I had pictures, but I don't think they're in existence anymore.
I think that all coincides the same thing.
Yeah.
All that coincides is the same thing. I mean, you know, do you regret taking the pictures or the tape or anything? Do you regret it?
No.
Oh, so it never came back to bite you in the ass?
No.
No, you never was on World Star like, I'll be damned. Oh,
no, because I... I got names for stuff that I was given. my purse was given. I'll just put it like that.
Yeah, we gotta filter all your answers to make sure that they PG. I ain't got time to be fighting that motherfucker.
I did filter my answers so they was PG.
Right, I'm just saying, just make sure your answer stays filtered, PG. We ain't got time. You, man, you said you were sucking. What? Oh, hell
yeah. I just said my parts had names. That's all I said.
Right.
That's PG.
I know him. I don't play. I want his name. Hey, bro. I need that
camera. That was before him. He has nothing to do with that.
He had
a life before me. I don't know. His parts might have had names. I don't know.
I understand. I'm with you 110. But now, how do you feel about somebody that's getting upset with you because you did that before that person?
I can't get upset about that. That was before my time. I only get upset on my time. On my watch. I only got a problem if somebody come walking along now talking some little cutesy, frilly, puffy stuff right now. But, you know, because that's on my time. But before my time, I can't do nothing about that.
Okay, because, I mean, you got a lot of people get upset about that. Like, oh, you got that shit out there like that? It's like that? You sitting there like, wait a minute, what the fuck you doing?
But
like
but
that?
The pictures, I mean, I'll put it, let's see, the pictures, I think I might still have the pictures, but I think they're in my possession.
Also, you
if they're them. If they're not in my possession, they're destroyed, but either my kid's daddy got them or destroyed them, or no, he would have destroyed them, or I have them, one of the two.
I'm letting you know right now, I'm not destroying your shit. So if I got a picture of you, I still got it. I ain't going to even lie to you.
So you
no,
still
he
got
would,
it.
He would have destroyed it because he was, it wouldn't have been him, so he would have destroyed it. So that's why, you know.
I'm just saying, if I took a picture of you, I got pictures from 92, so I'm still got a fucking grown kids. I'd be like... Hey, time to time, I'll send him a little email. Remember this?
Oh, my God. Now, he has pictures of me, but they're not sexual pictures of me. They're just cute, sexy pictures, but they're not sexual pictures.
I'm keeping everything. All right, so now, all right, well, I guess the question is, would you do it again?
Oh, would I take the pictures again?
Yeah. Well, all the time, yeah. KC, you say, hey, baby, let's go and get freaky.
I'm not shy.
Okay, all right, that's cool. That's what I'm talking about. What liquor store, what about you? Your man come to you, say, hey, look here, this is what we're going to do tonight. He got the pitch, he got the camera set up. You down?
Yeah. Sure am. Run it.
You said what?
I got it. Yeah, I said, hell yeah, run it. That's, you know, when we watch it, that's training. That's training purposes. I need to see what I was doing and what he was doing and how to better do it the next time.
Okay, so, all right. Well, Janine, that, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you just to be courteous and polite, but shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, she set up the tripod now, huh? What you say?
Well, we know Janine would do it again. She probably doing
and
it
again.
Every
week. And again.
I remember I went to somebody's house and I saw my picture was on their screensaver on their computer. You know how the pictures keep going across the screen.
See, that's why. See, mine was on a Polaroid. It's not on nothing that can be recanvases out.
I kept mine old school that I could destroy it, no copies.
Yes, indeed. It ain't going to be on YouTube and Facebook and none of that.
Kids is just walking around, y'all. Y'all got these type of pictures on the screen, same.
Kids looking, kids as soon as she walks in the door. That's her.
That's her. Well, they was like, oh, that's what she looked like with clothes on.
That's right. Howdy, ma'am. How you doing? Why does this little boy keep walking up behind me?
My
goodness. He walking up behind her holding a little dick. Mm-hmm. I done whacked off to you many a night.
Now you live and in person. I'm going to get him brushing. And he in there with his little brother like, I'm going to brush against the dog.
Yeah. You know that. That's the first thing you do. I'm going to brush against her. Like, excuse me.
Oh, my goodness.
Rub a little dick across your ass. Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah, you better be glad that wasn't me and Cass back in the day. You came in there. Woo! I'm going to try to squeeze me a titty pack, Cass. I'm going to squeeze me a titty. Watch.
I'm hopping. But I mean, I'm just saying, I know that, you know, because a lot of people now, what do y'all say to the people that feel like they done outgrew all that? Like, because a lot of people be like, well, I'm old, I outgrew all that shit. That's just some shit you do when you was kids. My thing is, no, the fuck you don't. You're supposed to do it when you got old enough to do it. Now, your problem is you started doing that shit when you was 15, when you knew damn well you wasn't supposed to be doing it.
Yeah, that shit way old to you now. You did anything. You took all the spice away.
Well, with me, I'm like a Christmas present. I'm like, everything is secretive. You know, I'm not shy, but, you know, I'm kind of old-fashioned, like, too. I'm not putting myself on there for display. That's why I say everything got to be on a Polaroid. Because I ain't going to be out there for everybody to see, but I'm going to be the mystery for the guy that I'm with.
Okay. But I'm just saying, even with that, you got a lot of people that's like, they feel like they too old to do shit like that. Like, let's just say, for instance, I guess we can't hypothetically say nobody. We got to use Father Time. Hey, dog, what the fuck you mean, hypothetically speaking? Why you talking about you? My wife sent a picture to you. Never mind. But no. Let's just say, all right, Father. You know, he at work or something. You know, you feeling like, you know, he called you up like, send me a picture right quick. You know, a lot of women be feeling like I'm too old to do that shit. That's young girl shit.
No, if he asked me to do it, I would.
So hey, how you ever surprised him? Just he message told.
Gotta go.
Oh, fuck, I thought we was gonna get a game, man. I gotta go,
man.
Have y'all sent them texts where y'all coming? And y'all, you know, like the voice messages.
Sexting?
Yeah.
But it's a voice message. You made like a little voice note of yourself coming, and then you send it to them.
Nobody has done that?
Yeah, anybody.
Not with them.
She's like, that's a good idea.
No, I've done some pretty outrageously wild stuff. I just haven't had the opportunity to do those things. It's by the time yet.
Okay.
I've done some out there stuff. But.
All right, now I don't want to be called him, and he's like, man, I didn't crash the truck. Well, how the fuck did you crash the truck? She sent me a text. What was that, man? None of your damn business. Just know the truck crashed.
I mean, have you guys ever got anything like that?
Yeah, I have. And this fucked up part of this caught me totally off guard is, you know, I see it and it's like, okay, this must be a picture. You know, I'm thinking, all right, you know, because I, you know, she's been known to take pictures and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you hit that play button. I'm in a goddamn meeting.
Well, at least you didn't open it up at Taco Bell, man. Right in front of the line, lady looking at me like, what the hell? I'm trying to hit the button. Like, shit. Hey.
And you know that button never worked when you really wanted to. You want that mug.
Any other time when I'm trying to listen to one, that mug will work. I'm hitting that mug hard too. All right, you ain't looking at me like little kid behind me.
All right. Come on, did you really? Mommy, I want to keep listening to his tape.
But that's the best part, because it's spontaneous. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, it's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Hey, if you like your 70 Sam with that little with that cartoon, please, whoa, horsey, please, whoa. I will not stop. But seriously, a lot of women nowadays feel like they too old to do that. I'll be like, why in the hell do you feel like you too old to do that?
You got to keep the spice going.
Exactly.
Right. Actually, if you've gotten older, it's the thing that you can do to bring the spice back.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like doing missionary all the damn time.
Right, I mean, man, you can tell the same motherfucker. All right, come on. Like I said,
come on.
I think I said this last week. When a motherfucker walk in, hey, I'm ready. And this motherfucker just go assume a position because they know this is what they finna get.
You can say, yeah, that's kind of bad.
Yeah, that's bad. That's real bad.
I think y'all need to get together and on Sand City and shit, do a course. Hey, ladies, this is how you keep your man happy.
That's just they listen. You know, some people think they already know everything.
Right. And I'm gonna tell y'all something else. Now, I know everybody don't do it. Everybody ain't down with threesome thing. And for the most part, your man know that you're not. But if you just, I mean, not to say that you even gotta do it, but if you give it, if you get that motherfucker inkling that, you know, I ain't saying you can, but I ain't saying you can't. Just a little inkling. I'm telling you, you have that motherfucker jumping hoops. Just because he's going to be working that harder just for you to say yeah. He's going to work that much harder. I'm telling you. Y'all might not, you know, y'all, I don't even want you to get it in your mind because I'm telling you that works. I see the motherfucker, he been waiting for 3 years. He been doing everything, though. I'm wearing her down, dog. I'm wearing her ass.
You know,
wearing her down. I'm like, keep going, bro. Keep going. You're going to get that. You're going to get to the promised land.
Oh, my God.
Seriously,
what, he's never did it before?
Nah, and she keep telling him, you know, one day, you know, you keep acting right. You know, because
he's never did what?
He's never had a threesome.
Oh.
So not to even say that she's probably even going to give it to him, but I think that's just like the fantasy of it or, you know, but
nope,
like I told
him. That one ain't happening.
I told him, all right, you know at some point he's going to get disappointed now. Like, God damn it, I done bought diamonds and pearls, cars and houses.
he could buy the whole world. He ain't getting that one. And I know, I'm going to tell straight up, you ain't getting that one. I told you, I don't like to share. I'm entirely too possessive for that one.
Just the thought of us just thinking that you might be willing to think about it. That's just all the return on.
Well, he ain't going to have that thought. Like one thought he ain't getting. He could have all kind of other fantasies, but that's one thought he ain't going to have.
Oh,
get over it.
He going to listen to the replay like, what?
He can just get over it.
Over it. You gonna be listening to the replay of this, looking at her like,
"Man, I don't care."
I'm trying to get you out to the store for me. For what? Shit, I ain't getting shit.
No, he gets a he can get a plenty. He just ain't getting that.
There are
many other things. There are other things that he can get that is much better than a threesome.
Oh, damn, you got to be kind of quiet.
Know about that.
Right.
I'm trying to, you know. I'm thinking, but I don't know.
Right, I'm trying to
get that. We was trying to think of what else?
Right,
yeah.
I was trying to get that with you, though.
I ain't too much cut that
right,
shoe.
Ain't a whole hell of a lot of other things.
Yeah, ain't a hell of a lot, you know. I could think of maybe one. Maybe.
Man, that right up there with pizza.
Yeah.
For real. Seriously, everybody love pizza. Who don't like pizza?
Yeah, that's okay.
There you have
it. Okay, that's just something he ain't gonna get. So.
And see, like I said, that breaks with pizza. Everybody love pizza. You might not like a certain kind of pizza, but everybody love pizza. You might not want pepperonis on yours. You might not like mushrooms. This particular person may not like onions, but everybody love pizza.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, I don't know what y'all done did, but he at work. Y'all must have talked him up. Hold on a minute.
What you doing? You on that show? What they talk about?
You on that show. I popped out that in my bottle.
Yeah, he felt that word first come across. That chip. Yes, Yes, can I help? Ooh, shit. Wait a minute. I need to go to the back.
Yeah, that's that man feeling. Threesome, right?
Wait a minute. Hey, baby, we got something special planned for tonight? No, why you ask? I don't know. Something just came over me.
Mm-hmm. I just got that feeling for some reason.
I got that feeling.
Did you stop feeling good at work for no reason?
Have y'all ever had that feeling and y'all actually acted on it and actually called?
Hell yeah.
Yep.
What you doing? What is you doing?
Hell yeah. What you doing?
You know, I was just thinking about coming home from lunch.
Right.
Yeah, you should come home from lunch. I should. Now I'm curious. Okay. I'll be right there. Hey, man, make sure you clock me in, dude.
Hey, man, I'm going to take this extra 35, 45 minutes for lunch, man. Just, you know.
Hello?
Go ahead and clock me in, dog.
Cover me, dog.
Hello?
Cover me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here, Mother Nature. Did you tell Father Time we say hi?
No, he just called to check on me.
I told you, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
What you doing?
I was up here thinking about you.
Are you
on the show? What they talking about?
What they talking about?
I didn't tell them I was on the show.
They talking about threesomes. Oh, they are, huh?
Well, they are.
Let's see. I should be home about 12 o'clock. Happy Valentine's Day. Hey, he going to come in the door looking around. What you looking for? I was just wondering if it was something in his bubble.
Valentine's Day, it ain't a threesome, though.
Men do that anyway when you've had threesomes, and they just think every time they call, they supposed to have one.
You ain't
like,
lying,
like it's a woman had in the closet.
You know what? I can't even lie to you. Yes, I can't even lie to you. Hell yeah. Hey, you walk in the door, you looking around. What you looking for?
Hoping he's gonna have another one.
Yeah, hoping you're gonna be saying, "Oh,
that's just starting shit."
I'm gonna tell you, we as men, we do have a tendency to get a little greedy when it comes to that department. Only because. I mean, and my thing is this, if that's just a once-in-a-lifetime event, don't do it. I'm going to be real with you. If you just feel like, hey, this is just something I'm going to do one time that never happened again, don't do it. I'm serious. I ain't going to lie to you. Don't do it. All it's going to do, let's call a spade.
Hey, Cass, you might be getting a phone call. You might be getting a phone call. He's going to be like, don't do it. What you doing? What are you doing, dude?
That's breaking a man code or some shit.
Yeah, I think I'm broken.
I'll take my one time.
What you need? You know what? One time we were out and I noticed we were somewhere and the little waitress, you know what I'm saying, she was attractive and she kept, you know what I'm saying, peeking. You know? And so when we left and you know, she put the tip book on the table, whatever, I gave her his number. She never called, to my knowledge. But, you know, I entertained the idea once or twice. It just hasn't ever happened.
So what if she would have took it another step farther? Would you have kept entertaining the idea?
And that depends.
I mean, given the fact that I gave, you know what I'm saying, I wrote the number down, I would think, you know, that she would know, okay, this is not just for him. You know what I'm saying? Because, well, that's how I would look at it. You know what I'm saying? If a woman was with her dude and she gave me his phone number, I would assume, okay, this is a party. You know, I think that if she had, he would have said something. At least I hope.
Well, I mean, did y'all call the person? Did she call?
Not to my knowledge, no.
I'd have been right by the phone. What you doing? Nothing. Tapping for? Hey, you know how your foot, tap, 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 tap. What is you tapping for? What you got? I ain't nervous about nothing.
Oh,
ring.
No.
Hello, 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 hello.
Oh, man, what the hell you want? You the one.
Oh, hey, Ma. Nah, I ain't Ma, I'm going to call you back. Ma, I think you're going to call me. I'm going to call you back. You're tired of my lines.
You have been giving yourself away.
But you got called waiting. Nah, I don't know. It might not work today. I want to make sure all lines are open. Hey, man, don't call me more than one time. I'm sending I'm sending everybody straight to voicemail. That ain't the number I want.
But it is different, though, after you've done it. It's hard to go back. It's really hard to go back. I don't see how people can just leave a monogamous life after you've done it.
Yeah, it's a great experience. I think everybody should try it once.
You know what? And I would agree with that. I just don't think that it's something that couples should do. You know what I mean? If you have a friend that's what, you know, y'all fuck. Okay, but if there are feelings involved, I just don't think that that's a good idea. I mean, you know what I mean? If you're single and free to mingle and you got a couple of friends that's down for it or whatever, okay, sure. But I just don't think that it should be brought into relationships because I completely agree with Janine. I think that it would be hard, you know, and then you were saying, like, if you give a man an inkling, like your man an inkling that you might do that, you know what I'm saying? Is he working hard for me or is he working hard for that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I think it puts a strain on the relationship.
Yeah, but you're getting 6 months tonight. How much strain is that? That's a good strain, ain't it?
Shit, I be wigging in the mud like the next day, man. Shit, I'm low. I need some protein. I need to eat something.
All right, that motherfucker wake up.
How many is that, baby?
How many is that? That's four, okay. How many is that?
You are stupid. That's what you are. You are absolutely out of your
mind. Wake up that next morning. So how you feeling real freaky tonight, baby?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, kinda. Fuck, I gotta get 6 more out this motherfucker. Shit. I'm just saying. Might work to your advantage.
Yeah.
I don't know too many women that don't like that type of strain.
I mean, I was at the point where we was doing it almost every weekend. It was just like that was our life, you know. And we didn't know
that.
Y'all know y'all don't watch the flip though. You know when that motherfucker hit that motherfucker clock, yabba dabba do. Shit, I go my way out the door. Every
so you never going nowhere on the weekend.
Every Friday.
Hell yeah, every Friday. As soon as that motherfucker, friend, yabba dabba do.
Fuck you, too.
Hey, you know, friend, you hit that motherfucker. Listen, I ain't dropping nobody off that hole. Yo, bro, man, fuck you. You got fire. What the fuck am I doing?
You got
fire.
You don't ride.
Man, hey, hold my phone. Oh, my brother, you got to find your own. Damn, bro, I done paid you $20. Drop me off, huh? Nigga, get your $20 back. I got to go.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah, that 20 back, bro. I got something to do.
Yeah. Fuck your $20. Your $20 don't mean shit.
You know what?
Hey, man, I swear to God, every time you hear that motherfucker, man, like, what time is it? 5 o'clock. That'll be all planned in my head. Yeah, but I'm running through the parking lot like OJ in the motherfucker, which we call it, that motherfucker
airport.
I'm jumping up. I'm sliding over cars like I'm Luke Duke off the Duke of Hazzard. Where you going, ho, motherfucker? You ain't having a drink with the fellas? Fuck y'all, drink.
You know?
Monday through Thursday, though, I'm like, oh, you pussy-ass motherfucker, you got to go home, motherfucker-ass nigga.
You know,
Friday. That motherfucker's like, this motherfucker look like, this motherfucker look like Walter Payton running through this motherfucker. He dodging, motherfucker. Hey, boy. Every weekend? Okay, well, I got a question. Did y'all keep it for the whole weekend or just, like, that particular day?
No, we would do a night because we always got, like, a hotel room. So it would be, like, a night. So, you know, we would go that day to the room and stay the whole night till the next day.
Oh, yeah. I'm sipping real good. Nah, I'm going to sip slow. I don't want to pass out.
You know, I'm going to miss my one night.
Hey, Jadine ain't going to start with it without you, y'all. He passed out. Oh, well.
That was your night.
Right. You wake up. Wait a minute. It ain't daybreak yet. It ain't daybreak yet. Old girl putting on her clothes. They sit there smoking a cigarette. No. No.
It ain't
checkout
time yet. What's going on?
Hell no. It ain't checkout time yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Fuck around being a victim of date rape up in there. I said lay down. And a motherfucker leaving here.
Now, what DL say? Is it morning already?
Well, yeah. God. Damn.
What the hell?
I didn't even think he didn't even drink that much. He might have one or two drinks, but he wasn't crazy. He wasn't about to pass out.
Hell no, shit.
Y'all gonna have my full undivided attention.
Yeah.
If anything, he bought the drinks for us, you know, we did more of the drinking than women.
Hell yeah,
drink up.
Y'all cup never empty. May I pressure your cup, ma'am? May I pressure
your cup, my lady? I never drink, my lady.
Yeah, yo.
You look a little low. Let me refill you.
Hell yeah, you looking a little low. Fucker, hold on. All right, y'all is some clowns, man.
What if y'all girl brought somebody that looked just like her? Like, I mean, y'all could have been twins. Did y'all like that or
that's
not?
That's even better. I ain't never had twins.
I don't know, because I fuck around and said the wrong name. Well, baby, she look like you. She look like you. What am I supposed to do? You bring a motherfucker in there that look just like you. You call I want
you calling them both the same name all night long. All
Y'all look the same from the back.
They both
are going to
be sunshine for the whole night. Hey, sunshine, come here, girl. Sunshine.
I told you that's why it's always good to go with baby boo, hun. Ain't go wrong.
Hey, honey.
You ain't never
honey,
called
come
me
here, baby.
Honey
before. You ain't
come here, baby.
Said. Yeah, baby. All right, honey. Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
Is this pussy good? Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
Say my name. Yes, dear.
Baby, you go, baby. Yeah, yeah, baby. Right. Yeah, you, yeah.
Say my name. Say my name. Say, oh, you.
Oh, you.
Well, I can't right now. I can't.
Nah,
right
wait.
Now.
Wait a minute. This even better. You know what your name is.
You know what? You know your name, girl.
Girl, say your name. Say your name. Say your name.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Brenda. My name, Brenda. That's it. That's the motherfucker. Okay. Yeah, Brenda.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, y'all. Let's go to the phone right quick. Y'all are silly for real.
Yeah, y'all got some serious issues.
Hey, baby. I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt you.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Is anybody here?
Yeah.
We still here.
They say everybody got quiet. Ain't nothing yet. Everybody got to the boys and men or something, huh?
I remember where I was at. I had that cross color outfit on.
Oh, God. Not the cross colors.
I don't act like y'all motherfuckers didn't wear no cross color.
Don't remember that.
I know Whit didn't say he ain't wear it. Motherfucker, I remember you.
Oh, no, I said, hell yeah.
So I'm about to say, I remember that damn outfit you stole off that clothesline that time.
I remember a couple of them when I stole it off that one. Most of them colors.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, you're an asshole. All right, let me ask y'all something. Hey, y'all got called the situation where, I mean, it wasn't even planned. I mean, this is just like, maybe it was like an act of nature where the lights might have got cut off or, you know, power outage or something, and you wound up having like a romantic, beautiful night or something. What about you, Janae?
Well, of course that has happened.
I'm saying, I mean, what happened?
Yeah, I cut the power off.
Oh, you cut the power off.
You cut the power off.
Okay.
You cut the power off. No, it was supposed to be an accidental.
Yeah, an act of nature.
She was the act of nature, Lord.
Right. Hurricane Janine.
Oh,
be like,
goodness.
Fuck that, it's taking too long for the lights to go out. I'll take care of that shit quick.
So whoa, wait. You just went down, wherever you went, outside or wherever, downstairs, and just wham, killed the power.
Yeah.
Did he know?
No TV. No, he didn't know. He didn't know at first.
Was the game on?
No, I ain't doing it in no middle of no game. But
T-Pop
was playing the video game. I was like, that's enough. That is enough. No video games, no TV. We about to have a night.
Okay. Well, I mean, hey, you made your own act of nature. I can't be mad about that one. What about you, Mother Nature? Yeah, an act of nature ever wound up being just a night of passion?
Let's see. Yeah. It might have been a day of passion, but yeah, it ended up being a moment of passion.
Okay, well, we know you got a PGA thing, you say, so we ain't going
it was in the rain, outside in the picnic table, and I'll just leave it at that.
All right, now, that, you know, that motherfucker be like, hey, it rained 2 weeks ago, and you was gone for like 3 hours. I'm just fucking with you. I love you, dog. I love you.
Oh, hell.
Liquor Store, what about you?
Well, I can't say no, nothing like that, but I have had, you know, an incident where it started out like, you know, hollering and screaming and ended up in passion.
Okay. All right. What about you, Wick? Act of nature turned to a night of passion.
Only once in the rain. But I think I already had that plant, so it wasn't. Well, yeah, it rained. I didn't expect that. I was trying to get some in the park anyway, though. So, do that count?
Hey,
if I already had it planned and it just happened to rain,
look,
where it was planned
to
my head.
They ain't cut the power off, so I guess anything goes now.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess it does. I guess that does count then. At least I didn't go out there and make it rain.
Dang it. This motherfucker. Hurricane Janine is a motherfucker, boy.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, no.
I mean, I asked him, I'm like, damn. I mean, I done been in situations where, you know, ain't, I think, like, some of the, like, the most, you know, the times that you don't even be playing can be some of the most romantic times. Like, I was one time where I was in somebody else, and, you know, wasn't even playing, but the power went out. Power went out, all we had was candles. And, I mean, that night was just so memorable. It was like, damn. And, you know, this one, you know, I mean, let's be real. We all don't, all of us don't set a romantic mood. A lot of times we be fucking with while the Simpsons on. Fuck,
true.
Okay. All right, well, look at that damn homo fool, bend over girl. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Look at homo, bend over girl.
Bend over girl. Right, look at homo. Oh, that damn homo fool, bend your ass over girl. But, I mean, I'm just saying, a lot of times we don't, you know, I mean, I'm just man, I know we don't. We don't always create the bulls. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I mean, us as being, we just sit there, okay, it's halftime, come on, girl. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, it's halftime, it's halftime.
Let me get it quick. Let me go ahead and get this quick.
Right, shit, let me get some pussy before I mean, and then the whole, but the, you know, the fucked up part about it, the whole time, you thinking, all right, 2 minutes left, 2 minute warning came on. Soon as they, this is the last step, I'm going to get me some pussy. I'm going to pussy bad as hell. But you still don't want to miss the game, so of course, you're not going to make it romantic. Yeah, hey, girl, come on, bend on over, girl. Let me get this from this. So we don't make it the most romantic times. Then y'all don't need it, especially when y'all get y'all motherfucking hair done. That got to be the most irritating thing in the world. I just got my hair done. Who you got it done for? Me, right? Wasn't it supposed to be looking good for your man? Well, I'm going to do it this way. Oh, fuck, just for that, you laying on your back. I'm finna fuck every curl up out your head.
I'm finna sweat all them curls out.
You know what I couldn't stand, dog? I couldn't stand it. I'm so glad that shit left out the finger waves. Oh, I'm so glad.
Oh,
I'm so glad that fan
you
left.
You gotta fuck them down. Don't be pushing.
That's right. That shit on my head.
Don't push down on them.
You just sweated my finger waves out.
Now you got nail all over your pillow.
Turn on the fan.
I know that was my hair, boy. I never
cared about messing up my hair. I've never cared about that.
Well, you a good one. You a good one.
I have not. Yeah, I've never cared about it.
Man, I'm serious, motherfucker. Get the my hair messed up. Your hair messed up. I just paid for it.
Talia, quit calling me.
So what you mean? I'm going to the club tonight. Shit, you must finna call that beautician back because I'm finna get some pussy. And I don't want it. And it ain't no other time they want you to start out doggy style. They do not want you to hit it from the back. Nah, hey, you can get it from the back. What?
You don't want it from the back right now.
Right. That'd be my thing.
Like
I don't want
it today.
That's the first thing. You can get it from the back. What? I and the other time I tried to, you ain't gonna just keep, you ain't gonna just stick it in now. What? You mean? And now today I could just ram you hard as I want, as long as I don't mess up your hair. And then that, this is the part that really killed me. If we came in and fucked y'all for 2 minutes, y'all motherfuckers would go off on us. Damn, what, you been out fucking somebody else? Yeah, you don't find me attractive no more. Let that hair be done. Motherfucker, you don't give a fuck. We got 3 strokes. Oh, good. Thank God he didn't fuck me forever because he was going to sweat my hair out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad.
Nah, damn.
Shit, I didn't ran across some.
That has never been me. Not ever.
I'm serious.
I don't care. If you get fucked up, I ain't waste nobody's time but my own. So,
so you mean to tell me ain't no woman on here ever?
I mean, you know, if it's down or whatever, and I can just wrap it up, well, sure, I'm gonna wrap my hair up. You know what I mean? But
No, you're not. That's another thing. You actually got to go through an intermission while you go and wrap your motherfucking hair up? No.
Well, I would say as long as after we done, I can wrap my hair up. I'm not going to have my hair wrapped up while we doing it, but afterwards, I might, well, I could fix it then. I have time to fix it. It depends on how my hair is,
Okay. I got a question.
I've never cared if I got messed up or not. I never have. It ain't never been that big of a deal to me. It just hasn't. I have never not been active because I just got my hair done or I was worried about it being messed up or him touching my hair or nothing like that, ever. And
well,
I used to go out every night, and I went out every night of the week when I was younger.
Okay.
So I didn't care.
My thing is, I mean, and I'm maybe not y'all, but why? What make y'all think that we want to go to bed with Auntie Mama every night?
Well, I do wrap my hair up now, but
I mean, okay, and for the most part, we give y'all that. But damn, some nights I mean, that's just like us coming to bed with dirty socks on and old drawers. You know, motherfucker, you not getting in my bed looking like that.
Got the old holy drawers on, the last ones
right.
Of the laundry.
And the first ones the first thing we say is, well, we ain't going nowhere.
Oh.
Come on, ladies, we gotta get that. Yeah, y'all need to talk to y'all motherfucking girls. That shit ain't fair.
So it's not fair for us to go to bed with a headscarf on, is that what you're saying?
Not every night.
Not every night.
Why?
I mean, in my particular situation, I like for my hair to be pulled and tangled up and messed up, but my partner doesn't do it. So fuck it, I might as well wrap it up. Ain't no need me being nappy headed and look crazy. You know what I mean? If you're not gonna fuck with my hair anyway.
Now, y'all, that's a double-edged sword, because I understand we supposed to look good for y'all or whatever, but y'all also don't want us out there looking crazy on the streets either. So,
okay, and I understand that concept.
We got to keep our hair right. We got to keep our hair right some kind of way.
All right, now I understand
right,
that concept.
So if y'all want us to walk the streets looking right with y'all, then we have to wrap it up at night. Y'all can't have it both ways. If y'all either want us to look crazy in the street or crazy in the bed, which one you want us to be?
Well, hell, I mean, I understand the concept, but damn, y'all got to give us some day. Some days y'all got to give us. Y'all can take
the
off.
We do. Well, the hairstyle about to go anyway. We got about 3, 4, 5 days left with it. We don't wrap it up no more.
No. They get the day. When we get up in the morning, we take it off and we make it all nice and pretty while we out and up and about and everything. You get it the first part before we even get out in the street.
Look,
you get it first,
okay,
and you get it at the end, and you get it at the end of the day before we put the scarf back on.
Okay, but my thing is, I just don't look good for everybody but me. That's my whole thing. You can look good for everybody but me.
No, that's not what I said. You get.
No, I ain't talking about what you said.
Oh, okay.
I ain't talking about what you said. I'm just saying y'all need to help the ladies to feel like, okay, I can look good for everybody but my man. He my man.
Oh, no.
I got him. He my man, I got him. I ain't got to do all that. Yes, the fuck you do.
Oh,
okay.
You talking about the ones that they got their man so they figure they can eat the whole cake.
Right, yeah. goddamn. You know what I'm saying? You sitting there, you go in the closet, you see all this lingerie, and like, damn, she don't want none of this shit. Like, damn, I ain't seen her wear this in a long time. She come out with that motherfucker, yo, old holy up t-shirt. And some boxes. And they ain't even the cute boxes. They them ugly ones. Them ones that they just had that looked all fake. I don't want that. You coming to bed? No. What you doing? I'm going to play the game. So, ladies, if you...
I can't put my lingerie on and my scarf. That just fucked the whole thing up, huh?
Man, don't you put
your hands on the bed.
Yeah, that was
not coming
out.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
You better not come and have some lingerie in that fucking scarf.
Yeah, that's not cool at all.
And I'm going to tell you, I purposely pull that motherfucker. I will pull that motherfucker off on purpose. Man, you be, hey, I'll pin your ass down. Take this shit off.
My hell.
Oh, well. I am not, no.
I didn't say I would do that. I was just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I can see your old spiteful ass doing some shit like that.
No, you can't.
You want to talk shit? She got the lights all dim. As soon as the lights come on, you see that damn scarf around her head. Good night.
What?
Man, another victim of date rape.
Have y'all ever been to a get together? It was supposed to be like a get together with like a few of your friends, whatever, and it turned into like an orgy, or where people was like getting naked and stuff like that.
I've never been that lucky.
Nope.
Never been that lucky.
No.
Never.
Oh well.
I'm serious. I ain't never been that lucky. And I be looking around, too, like, who finna start fucking? Nobody.
You looking for it to happen, huh?
Hey, I'm looking for this shit to jump off, boy. Hey, I was looking at my boy. Hey, she'll go?
Oh,
yeah,
she'll go.
She ain't gonna go? She ain't gonna go?
Oh, no. You
I ain't no hoe. I didn't say you was a hoe. I asked, would you go? It's different. It's a big difference.
That's not the same thing.
But, I mean, would y'all really want something like that to jump off with your main lady there?
No, not my main lady.
And these your friends. Like, a couple of them are your friends. You know what I'm saying? And they women.
Nah, my friend can't hit my girl. I'm sorry. My friend can't hit
her. I ain't saying he got to hit her, but, you know.
Nah.
A big party and y'all, everybody having sex, not with each other's person, you know, woman.
Ain't that a pointless party?
Like, y'all just having sex. It's like a group sex thing.
Nah, you think I could try to stop Wick? He's a motherfucker like a damn Terminator. I must break you. No, motherfucker, go that way. Motherfucker like a rabbit Wolverine. I got
have to trank my ass.
I can't hold him back. Run.
I can see
as soon as you get naked, I can see what's going through his mind. You just acting a damn fool. That's him.
I just wonder how my guy felt, because it was like, I mean, we had a pool, so we just had people over, and then we ended up getting into the pool, but I got in naked. So I don't know. You know, of course, I started the whole trend, so now everybody wanted to get in the pool naked. So it just turned into like a naked pool party.
If it happened, it happened, but you will not be the initiator. I'm sitting here talking to Wick. Yeah, man, the Lakers gonna win in three, man. It's whatever. Here you come, get your butt booty ass naked, get in the pool. He ain't listening to a word I'm saying no more.
I heard a goddamn thing he said. He could have said, I'm about to kill your ass right now. I'm still looking. Huh? What was that, bro?
Hey, you remember that episode of Martin?
I'm going to put taking my shit off.
I can see me coming up out the wall.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
And you remember that episode of Martin? What's her name? Kenya Moore was on there. She was half dressed or whatever. Then Gina came in the crib, and all of Martin's boys were there watching the game. She came strolling in. Tommy like, you see Gina? He ain't paying Gina no attention. You like, yeah, let's do whatever. You like, I don't think you ever seen Gina quite like this before. He went and grabbed that blanket and put that shit around her. Gina, what the hell is you doing? You know what I'm saying? You hear all half dressed and shit. What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, hey, I mean, once it get jumping, I look at you, you look at me. Hey, you want to get in on this? Oh yeah, fuck it. But now we initiating the damn thing.
Well, how it started was a few of my friends wanted to get in the pool, but they didn't have no swimming suit. So I was like, we don't need no swimming suit to get in no pool. Y'all want to get in pool? We go do this. But it was dark outside.
I don't know.
It was that dark.
I know, but still, you know, had the, like, little nightlights around the pool. We had the little tiki torches around the pool and stuff like
that. It better be a full moon eclipse. What the hell? The world has went black. Okay. Go ahead, jump in.
And then, you know, we had an above ground pool, so you had to walk up the ladder to get into the
hell no. Hell no.
Oh, no. Then you have to further expose because you were climbing the ladder.
So when you on top of the ladder, everybody can see you. I mean, hell.
Wrong.
Oh, Bobby, see?
Well, you know, people just let me do whatever I want. Because he didn't say nothing. They just joined in. The guys just joined in. They ain't saying nothing.
I'm pretty sure they did. They done pushed his ass out the way.
We got this, man. We just move on out the way. We'll handle this. We got it.
All right.
Nobody having sex or nothing. We was just in the pool playing around.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I would have been talking to everybody. Hey, so, Janine, how you doing? Jennifer, your day's been pleasant? Yes, you do. Yes, you do got some nice ones. Brandy, how you doing? They could be like, hey, man. Where your old lady at? Oh, I sit at home as soon as everybody start getting naked.
Hell nah.
I'm like, baby, ain't it something you're supposed to be doing at home?
Yeah,
yeah.
Go pick up kids. I say go pick up the kids. Go pick up the kids.
What?
Now, he was blocking me like we was playing
hell
football.
Yeah.
He was standing in front of me the whole day, like blocking.
Hey, Randy, why you keep looking over here, man?
And you know your friend ain't shit, and that's the first thing they say. Damn, you were standing out in front of you, couldn't see shit.
That nigga ain't my friend.
That's all
right. I said,
See, that boy, I tell you.
That's how dirty y'all friends be.
No, that's not dirty. You was. You. You started the shit.
I'm going
to
gonna tell you.
You
I'm
said
gonna...
you took off all your clothes and jumped in the pool, and everybody started following behind you.
He pouring.
It was my pool and my
he
house.
He pouring drinks. He pouring drinks. Hey, hey, Jeff. Whoa, Jeff, you leaving your drink? Fuck the drink, man. He don't know what's going on. He done walked up there. You just, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Thomas, you couldn't have kept your panties and bra on? Damn, you got to get in the pool, buck all naked.
I got to defend my honor every time we have a goddamn party.
God damn it. You got some panties? Go put some panties on.
Put some goddamn panties on with your drunk ass.
But I just want to get in my pool.
We built this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
But this is my pool, and I got to say something with this.
I would never do a nudist beach or nothing like that.
See, now, a nudist beach is something different. Me and you just went to a nudist beach. That's just me and you.
April Fool's,
April Fool.
I was just playing.
It's April 1st, baby. Stop grabbing me.
Now you remember that shit while he on the phone at work and put a big sign on the door so he could see it. April Fool's, right when he come in the house, so you getting it clear. Right when he see it, let that nigga know. I'm just playing. Shit.
He is not that bad.
All right, well, okay, all right, y'all. We you said what?
maybe you just never gave him a reason.
Okay. All right, well, now, Mother Nature, then let's just hypothetically speak on this. Do you think that y'all could actually go?
Ask them to go where? To a nudist beach?
Yeah.
I'll ask him to go. He ain't going to go. He going to say he ain't going to go. He'll look at me like I was crazy, but I ain't fearing for my life. He's just going to look at me like I'm crazy.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
She's gonna look at me like I'm crazy. I am not gonna be fair for my life. He'll just look at me like I'm crazy.
First he go click the rings together.
Right. You know how he keeps clicking the rings together all the time.
He gonna click the rings there. With glasses.
He gonna click his rings together.
Yeah.
You haven't done a prank in a while. You should call the nigga and be like, I'll just call him, invite you to this nudist colony. You know what I mean? Just see what he says.
Your girl signed up for y'all to come.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. You ain't done no pranks in a while.
Damn, I'm going to have to come up with something. I'm pretty sure he going to re-listen to this show, so we ain't going to be able to get him on that one.
Yeah.
No, he forget shit. Let him listen. Give a couple of weeks. He'll forget all about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't do it right away. You got to let some time go by.
Oh, no. Y'all trying to get that poor girl killed?
I'm not going to get killed.
Yeah, you said nothing, nah. She be running out the door like,
You ain't gonna do nothing to me. No. First of all, you're talking about just going, telling him to go to a nudist beach. All he gonna do is say, no, that's not me being killed, because that's not me doing nothing.
Okay, you're going to be running out the door like Miss Parker. He crazy.
Okay, whatever. That's not me doing nothing. That's me asking him to go somewhere. He just going to look at me like I'm done lost my mind and say no. I wonder where the hell I got a crazy idea like that from, but he ain't going to come back home.
And don't say your name. Everybody want to blame me, Janine.
Janine invited us to this dude's colony. I don't give a fuck. We ain't going.
I mean, do you think, is it because that the men don't want other people looking at us, or they don't want us looking at these men? What y'all think?
All of the above. Hell, I can answer that.
Yeah,
all the above, shit.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Cass. That's all the above.
I mean, I'll put it like this. I don't feel like I'm no, you know, I feel like I'm pretty, you know what I'm saying, filled out young man. Goddamn, you get to walk by. Yeah, goddamn, this nigga shit at his goddamn knee. And you talk about, time to go now.
I'm not subtle like that, so I think I'll make it worse because I'm like, goddamn.
See?
Oh, wow.
It's see, and with you, you can't play that game back with you. You see, we can't say, well, I'm gonna look at a girl. I can't say, well, I'm gonna look at a girl with a fat ass and make her back. Well, damn, look at that ass. You're gonna be like, yep, look at it. Damn. I don't win with you. I don't win. So it's like, what the fuck? This motherfucker come to do it like Eddie Murphy talking about put his swing his dick on his shoulder. What's wrong? What's wrong with your dick too long to be over here talking to my old lady? The fuck on?
Kick something, brother. Kick rocks, nigga. Kick rocks.
Came over here with a motherfucking dick the size of a walking stick and he's talking about something. What's wrong? What are you? The fuck out of here. Hey, I kill you, motherfucker. Don't you bring your ass back over here.
Oh, goodness.
It's all right.
Man, no, it ain't. I mean, though, like I said, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm all for it, but goddamn. There's some motherfuckers you just don't want to see. It. He one of them. Man, he talking about, man, yeah, because I ain't worked out in about 2 weeks. What?
You know what? I have to agree, because I've already put it out, like, when you were talking about traveling, I'm like, well, I want to go to Rio. I was like, yeah, you go, we go. You don't get to go there by yourself. Hell no. You don't get to go there. I'm coming with you.
This motherfucker walked past looking like Dwayne or Rock Johnson. Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
Yeah.
I hate watching the TV when he on. He got la, 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 la. You ain't got to lick your tongue out that many times, bro.
No.
Yes, he does.
Don't you know my girl watching?
Ain't it? He ain't got my
damn
kids.
Yeah, that's why he licking his tongue out.
Got my kids talking about, ooh, he cute. What the fuck you know about cute? Sit your ass down. No more wrestling for you.
Oh, don't be mad.
I'm just fucking afraid. I'm just bullshit.
I'm saying, if you see Randy Orton my way, I'm going to have to.
I'm
gonna have to check up with this. I'm like, baby, look, it could be us, or I'm gonna have to see you next lifetime.
What if you do like when we was teenagers and we put the posters all over our wall in the bedroom?
You know what? Every poster I had, this motherfucker sprayed oil on them, put green phones. I'm like, they're posters. Are you serious? Yes.
y'all would be jealous of the posters.
I better not walk in my goddamn room and it's a poster to rock up.
I
didn't
know.
What is this?
Tiger Beat? Right on magazine? She's like, since you got some magazines on your side of the bed, I thought this would be all right, too.
Well, my magazines. Hey, my all magazines right. Is different. My magazines is for when you acting a fool.
Look, every time we walk past the poster, we touch it. You know, give it that feel before we get in the bed.
That poster wouldn't be up 2 minutes after I walked in there, though.
You know, I'd have ripped the rock's head off.
Hey, you don't just smell what I'm cooking, goddammit.
You walk past like, good night, Randy.
I know.
Randy, ain't no motherfucking Randy here. Ain't no Randy here, bitch.
Oh, you trying to start some shit. I'll fuck around, go to a wrestling match just to meet him to whoop his ass, try to whoop his ass anyway.
Yeah, you ain't put the up on that one. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Big motherfucker turn around. I mean, sir. You know.
I mean, sir.
Hey,
yeah,
you come in the hood.
Yeah.
You come in the hood, though, I'll fuck you up.
Yeah,
see if you can kill this legend, motherfucker.
Yeah. Them some bitches as large as, hey, man. Them motherfuckers, boy, hey, with the WrestleMania, man, that motherfucker Rock is humongous, dog. Shit, he had me hollering, Rocky! Rocky! Hey, I'm hollering Rocky. God damn. That's why I've been so big. Hey, I damn near was in the chair like, oh.
He had a Prince moment. Who was that? Eddie Griffin said he sang Prince. No, that was Jamie Foxx. Isn't that thing that pretty motherfucking person?
Well,
2 seconds.
Hell yeah, he thought about fucking him. That's it.
I was gay for like 2 seconds, I swear. He was like, that's how they tell nobody this.
That's it. That motherfucker, I was a big motherfucker, man. I'll say, then you talking about you. Man, I wouldn't fight that big motherfucker.
No,
hey, what's
no.
But you want my old lady, huh?
Much.
All right, you want my old lady, huh? Look back at her. I swear to God, every bad thing you possibly ever done to me gonna pop up in my head. You know what, man? Fuck it. All this shit ain't even worth it. It is what it is, man. Look. You can't see, hey, brother, you can't help who you love. All right, see you. I'm not fighting that big motherfucker. That's a bitch humongous, dog. See, for that matter, shit. John Cena ain't no little motherfucker. Man, ain't none of them bitches little.
None of them motherfuckers little.
I'm looking at them motherfuckers like, God damn, I'm some big motherfucker. Nigga talking about that, whoop his ass. Shit, yeah, all right. Fuck this nigga.
Only if you stand on this nigga's shoulders and we got a bat.
Not with help.
I mean, because the motherfuckers, think about it, man. The motherfuckers like 6'4", 6'5", and some bitch ain't nothing but, what, 260, 270, a pure motherfucker. I'm not fighting that motherfucker, man. Fuck him. I'm going to tell you like this, girl, you ain't shit.
You love me.
You don't love me. Dirty motherfucker. Anyway, I'd be like, well, Rocky, can you at least hook me up one of the divas in the back? God damn, man. She ain't like you ain't finna fuck my old lady. Damn, a tit for tat, bro.
You know, cook a brother up.
I hope he got a little dick. Nah.
That's what they always say. Hope he got a little dick. Don't come running back.
Yeah, don't come running back.
Nah, what you gonna tell? You gonna tell her you gonna put a picture up of me in y'all bedroom? That's what you gonna do? That's only magic. What you
had? That motherfucker, now he really got 2 inches of hard dick, and he. But you're so big.
Mm-hmm. And then, remember, I had to sacrifice. I had to choose.
Right.
Look,
she's breaking their heart. Hey, Chad, she's breaking their heart, man. Listen to Janine. That's just a chance I'm just going to have to take. Okay. See, and Janine's so fucked up about him. She's thinking that maybe if he put it in, it's going to get bigger. Nope.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
That's it.
Yeah.
Or maybe he got other skills.
She said she gonna make it work.
Now you know. Nah,
she gonna make it work.
He going to tell y'all some shit, but this tongue is for my show, so I can't be doing that. I can't have no lazy tongue.
Well, he needs to work it out, and I'm going to help him with that. You might try to learn some new tongue.
Leave that man alone. You damn, I can see how stopping his ass die. The woman outside this damn woman out six stories up, climbing the goddamn window. Who is she? Oh, but hey, we all looking on TV. Oh my God, his name climbing a motherfucking round. With a nothing, but I love rock shirts. Y'all, it's terrible. All right, y'all, we gonna do it early. We're going to get out of here a little early tonight. Shit. We've been having fun. And besides, we don't want them to cut us off. Mother Nature, you ain't last words for us, baby. You ain't last words for us.
Oh, well, it was good to be back on the show. Enjoy that company, and I will talk to y'all next week.
All right. That's what's up. Look, so you got any words for us?
Yeah, as usual, I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed you all. And I will talk to you next week.
Okay, all right. Wick, what's the word, dog?
Great show as usual. I'll see you next week, bro.
Okay. What's your name? Where we at, baby?
Great show. I wish everybody a great, happy, steamy, hot, sexual Valentine's Day. And I will see you all next week.
Okay. Y'all know what it is. SinCityRadio.name.com. Thanks for everybody that's been listening. Thanks to everybody that called in. Everybody listened on blogtalkradio/SinCityRadio. And we'll catch y'all next week. Peace.